The Guardian. What it means to be in your phone, don't we? From the restaurant table to the movie theater, there's always at least one person kind of sat there thumbing their window of light. I've definitely been that person, and you may have also had those times when you feel pacified or soothed just from doing your phone. Checking things, clearing things, you know, swiping, liking, commenting. Have these behaviors become so automatic that simply doing them becomes more important than the substance or the reason? In other words, are we at the point where we just need to anxiety scroll through something, no matter what it is? Binky is a new app that lets you do all those social media habits you love, but without actually doing anything or interacting with anyone. What's that all about? Welcome to Chips with Everything, the digital culture show from The Guardian. I'm your host, Lee Alexander.
I'm a software engineer and an actor. A while ago, I went to an event called a Comedy Hack Day, which is a hackathon for programmers and comedians. Brainstorming for funny apps to make was kind of where the idea for Binky came up. I've just been sort of working on it for the last year or so, and finally put it out a few weeks ago.
That's designer Dan Kurtz, who created Binky, an app that's intended as a sort of satire of social media or of smartphone usage. And it is pretty funny. You open it up just like any other one of your apps, and you scroll through these pictures of, let's say, Wasabi, the Beastie Boys, Jerry Curls, Durian Fruit, whatever, triggering hyperbolic but satisfying starbursts with every fave, or swiping left or right to receive some meaningless emoji or animation. But as you're doing all of that, you also start to feel like, wait, maybe these joke interactions aren't actually so different from the quote-unquote real stuff that you do on Facebook or Instagram. What are we getting out of all of this?
The pacifier metaphor is very intentional. The original wellspring for it, or whatever, was noticing all of these fidgety behaviors that I have on my phone and that other people have on their phones, where you'll take out your phone, you'll just swipe through your apps, because opening Facebook or opening Twitter is like too much cognitive overhead. You just want to kill 2 minutes on the bus. So you swipe through your apps, then you swipe back to the start again. And then that's it. Then you put your phone away. You did it. You kept yourself occupied for 30 seconds.
Or think about how many people use Tinder with no real intention of ever meeting anyone. They just like swiping left or right, deciding yes or no. Dan wanted to make something that lets you fulfill that urge without the part where your inbox fills up with creepers.
My first idea was to just kind of grab random pages from Wikipedia, but it turns out that actual randomness is really boring. You end up with lists of Bulgarian tennis players from 1857 or whatever, and a lot of the random stuff in Binky, like, you don't care about, but the random pages in Wikipedia, you really don't care about. So I ended up having to curate a list of random stuff, half some corpora that other people have put together on the internet, and half me going about my day and saying, oh, there's a hat. I should put hat in Binky.
One of the coolest parts about Binky is it has this fake comment generator. You can comment on any of the content just by sort of pressing keys, and it'll generate this text that says things like, this made my day, so inspiring, or this is cool but problematic. You know, the usual.
Once I decided that this was going to be a fake social media experience, I figured it had to not just be an infinite list of stuff to scroll through, but it also had to have the other standard interactive widgets that social media has, so the like button and the comment button. But at the same time, since the whole idea was to have the experience of social media without kind of the anxiety that comes when you're trying to figure out what to say, I can imagine that even if you're leaving a comment on a fake thing, if you have to figure out what to say, it's still like that tiny kernel of anxiety as you figure out, like, what am I going to say to this avocado or whatever.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, are you an anxiety scroller? Do you think an app like Binky could act as a sort of harm reduction method for your social media use? And we'll have Georgia Tech professor Ian Bogost on the show as well to talk more about how the urge to keep touching these things is changing our lives. Stay tuned. We'd like to recommend another great podcast from The Guardian, Politics Weekly. If you're keen to keep abreast of UK and international news and politics, then this podcast is for you. The team unwind the spin and delve into the key issues that drive the people in power. To find out more, go to guardian.com/podcasts or search Politics Weekly in your favorite podcasting app. Welcome back to Chips with Everything from The Guardian. Lee Alexander here, and we've been talking to software developer and actor Dan Kurtz about Binky, an app he made to satirize our compulsive social media use. I think it makes for such a good satire because with the humor comes an examination of the anxiety that often goes along with using apps like these. You never really feel confident, for example, in the comments you leave or the things that you share. There's always the risk that these interactions could escalate into conversations you don't want to have or types of attention you weren't looking for. So you're doing what a lot of my friends and I are calling anxiety scrolling, just kind of looking at the screen and going back and touching it all the time, just, I guess, to make sure it's all still okay.
It's just become a compulsive behavior, but it's weird because we've wrapped it in so many rationalizations of we do this to keep up with the news, we do this because we're interested in what our friends are saying. And yet the actual usage patterns seem much more like, oh, this is just a habit. You're just doing this mindlessly. It's so interesting to think about it as a compulsion and a habit. And then, well, if it's just a habit, something that we do just to do it, what's the nicotine patch version of that? What's the Binky version that satisfies that habit without all of the overhead, all of the stuff that we don't want to do?
Dan says it could be cool if the Binky app could act as a sort of social media harm reduction. Like, you're still getting the anxiety relief that comes with doing the behavior, but you won't have the consequences that come with posting something you regret.
Maybe it's a long-term thing that over time, your general level of anxiety scrolling would go down and you would only use social media for important things. But I haven't worked out I haven't worked out a solid theory of change for how that would happen. And B, I guess if I have to choose between making it therapeutic and making it a joke, I really like the joke. I don't really know. Maybe there'll be two versions.
My friend and colleague Ian Bogost is a professor at Georgia Tech, and I actually found out about Binky when he wrote about it in The Atlantic, where he's also a contributor. Ian also is someone who likes to regularly examine and skewer our relationship to certain kinds of technology or their interfaces through his work. His 2012 installation Simony at the Museum of Contemporary Art considered the microtransactions economy that was big on the App Store at the time, and his famous earlier work CowClicker was critical of insubstantial and predatory Facebook games.
You know, in some ways, the smartphone in general is just a device to connect people to things they don't really need to be doing, but they convince themselves that they do. I've been studying and looking at the BlackBerry and the iPhone for a long time, since I first got my first BlackBerry in 2000 or whenever it was. You know, and the way that we self-justify the kinds of things that we justify as work or, you know, as connecting with friends, staying connected, leisure, those become the excuses that we use then to check in with our devices. And, you know, if you can remember first getting your first smartphone or BlackBerry, then you probably remember this feeling, that desire to hold and to check it, as we say today, and realize that, you know, it doesn't actually matter if there's anything there.
The design of social media interfaces actually borrows a lot from the world of game design in terms of keeping users compelled by this constant sense of both duty and possibility. In Facebook, as well as in a video game, for example, you keep switching it on to see what will happen when you provide inputs. The possibility of feeling satisfaction or even of feeling success is always dangling just out of reach. But you have to go back and keep pressing stuff and trying.
When I made this social network game send up called CowClicker a bunch of years ago, which was just clicking on a cow with your mouse or tapping on it later on your phone, the idea that I had in mind was to sort of reveal that meaningless reality, you know, that all you're doing when you play Farmville or something like that, the games that were popular at the time, you know, is just kind of being drawn back in to make use of your friends as resources, and then also to pattern your life around this habit the game creators have developed for you. And that worked, except it also, you know, didn't tell the whole story, which is that, you know, actually, no, even when we realize that, we still love it. We still love, you know, updating our Twitter or Instagram or checking in on our Farmville farm or playing Candy Crush or updating our Binky, right? All of these things that seem as though they might get under the skin of something in order to make people question these perverse activities that they're performing, they do that, and then immediately after, they kind of justify them. Like, no, I kind of meant to do that. I actually feel totally okay checking my email constantly, or my social network, or my cow.
We've almost come to kind of insist on doing our phone as a part of our day. You know, I've even found myself arguing that those mannerly types who insist that being in your phone in the presence of others is rude are kind of out of touch with the way we're habituated to communicating.
Yeah, doing the phone, checking the phone, that we have those phrases now that we use even. It really underscores the fact that what you're doing is interacting with and touching, in particular touching the device, rather than finding the meaning in the content on the device. And this is what I think Binky does so brilliantly is you know, it strips away as much content as possible to show you that actually just touching it and kind of, you know, clicking likes and re-binking, which means nothing. You know, those are these mechanisms that we now need to do, and it provides a means to do them without all the nuisance of meaning that normally the burden of which we must bear on, you know, on Twitter or Facebook.
However much we've normalized these behaviors and even the anxiety that comes with them, Binky kind of reminds us to stop and think about the companies that are interested in keeping us hooked and in making us unpaid employees of their content ecosystems.
Overall, the reaction has been kind of exactly what I hoped for when I thought I had made a funny joke. It's people have really enjoyed it, and I think the interesting thing is actually how seriously people are taking it as something that might possibly be therapeutic, something that might possibly curb social media anxiety, which is so weird because it started out as absolutely a satire. We have these rationalizations about why we use social media, but my guess is that it's much more about habit and compulsion and needing anything at all to do to kill the time than it is about the things that Facebook will tell you that social media is for. It's in Facebook's interest to keep everybody thinking that social media is about connecting with your friends and knowing what they all had for dinner and stuff like that. It's in their interest for you to think that. You know, it might be useful to have a corrective to that that can make people kind of step back and say, maybe I should start using this for something that I want to use it for and that keeps me healthy and sane rather than the uses that Facebook wants me to use it for.
So Binky, the app that doesn't even do anything in the conventional sense, might indeed be quite helpful in reminding us to think about what we're doing every time we feel the compulsion to lovingly thumb a touchscreen. You can check out Binky, of course, on the App Store. It's free. Plus, Dan told us that more features are coming to the app, the better to truly encompass the scope of our weird little internet validation minigames. Looking forward to that. That's all for our show this week on Chips with Everything. Remember, you can subscribe to us as well as to all our other fine Guardian programs on iTunes or your favorite podcasting app. If you enjoy Chips with Everything, we would super appreciate your ratings and reviews as it helps people find out about us. I've been your host, Lee Alexander, and my producer is Ian Chambers, who wisely still uses an old Nokia phone. Join us next time. We'll see you then.
Great podcasts from The Guardian. Just go to theguardian.com/podcasts.